and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit Hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillarys extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Detectives are continuing to trawl through CCTV and take witness statements after a car drove into crowds at Liverpool FC's trophy parade on Monday. 65 people were injured while celebrating in the city centre. A 53-year-old man is still being questioned. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper has been visiting Liverpool and has praised the emergency services.
The professionalism of their response, the way in which they worked together to make sure that lives were saved and to be able to keep people safe, I think is hugely important, and we really thank them for that. The investigation, of course, is ongoing into what happened, and we need to let that police investigation take its course, and they have my full support in that.
11 people remain in hospital. London Mayor Sadiq Khan's backed calls for the possession of small quantities of natural cannabis to be decriminalised. Sir Sadiq says a new report published by the Independent London Drugs Commission today provides a compelling evidence-based case for the government to consider the move. The government says it has no intention of reclassifying cannabis. Unauthorised fraud jumped by 14% in 2024 compared to the previous year. A banking and finance industry body says it recorded more than 3 million cases of criminals accessing someone's account and paying for goods without permission. And Adidas says its customers' personal information has been stolen in a cyber attack. The company says hackers stole mostly the contact information of those who've dealt with its customer service desk. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Up to date with the news, up to the job of providing all your Wednesday morning music. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello there.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Frank de Brauner and the Academy of Ancient Music bringing us the first movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in B-flat under Christopher Hogwood. And before that, the London Philharmonic Strings played the Allegretto from Palladio by Carl Jenkins. Hello, how are you? It's lovely to be back for your early breakfast on Classic FM on this Wednesday, May the 28th. I'm Lucy Coward. So back at it. Let's get your morning revved up, shall we? But snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Thank you.
just fabulous at any time. The Raiders March, from the score to Indiana Jones by John Williams, who was also directing the Boston Pops Orchestra. And of course, that sent me down a rabbit hole of trivia about the film franchise and how Tom Selleck was originally supposed to be Indy, but he was contracted elsewhere, so couldn't. How they recycled some of the ideas that they'd had for Raiders of the Lost Ark, which didn't make the cut into subsequent films. And how it was one of the first home video success stories. Guess how much it cost to buy the film on VHS in 1983? $39.95. Didn't deter people, though. They sold so many, it broke records. And remember, you can hear the world's greatest film music 24/7 on our sister station, Classic FM Movies.
Thank you.
The Royal Scottish National Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, playing The Land of the Mountain and the Flood by Hamish McCun. Alexander Gibson had the baton in hand. Well, let us dry off and cosy up in the company of the piano now. And I am dedicating today's moment of piano peace on Early Breakfast this morning to 11-year-old Harvey from Norfolk, who has gone viral after teaching himself to play the piano in just 5 months simply by watching YouTube videos and then posting his own online. He has just started formal lessons and his teacher says he's already at grade 8 standard. And he's now been invited to an induction day at the Royal Academy of Music to spend time with professionals and see potentially where his talent can take him. Isn't that just amazing? Harvey says he started to play because he found learning the music satisfying. And he's performed at the care home where his mum works, who, as you can imagine, is beyond proud. I mean, just wow. I cannot wait to see where Harvey might go in the future. So for him and you, Something Dreams Are Made Of from Debussy. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
That's a pleasure to hear this morning. Kevin John Edusse on the podium for the Chineke Orchestra as they played a love song from Coleridge Taylor's African Suite. And before that, Daniel Barenboim played our Moments of Piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast, a classic. Claire de Lune from Debussy's Suite Bergamasque. And on the way shortly on Classic FM, we're off on a sweet-smelling cinematic adventure and to the Cotswolds.
Classic FM.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Ah, dating. Imagine a world with Mozart as your matchmaker. Well, with Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, which means it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. So, if you're wondering where your true love's been hiding, well, you might just find them here. You can sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan pet food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets, with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Daniel Roos in charge of the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin and the Rias Chamber Choir as they performed the Nightingale Chorus by Handel, and before that the main theme to Ladies in Lavender by Nigel Hess saw Kirill Karabits conduct the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. The soloist was Nicola Benedetti. That film set in Cornwall, and that's where I spent the bank holiday weekend seeing my uncle, amongst other things. And I think I've shared with you before that over the last few years he has been reteaching himself the violin He played as a child, then stopped at 14, then picked it up again in his late 60s. And he's so disciplined. He plays a good couple of hours each day now. And he's built himself a lovely storage unit for his instrument and music and bows in the sort of shape of a violin. And I said he could start a little business, but he says, nope, I'm retired. I'll stick to my music and pottering in my workshop and my garden, which, by the way, is stunning. It's all about the Cornish microclimate, you see. It's Classic FM, and we go now to another beautiful part of the country, which is also famous for very unique races. I'll tell you more in just a moment.
Thank you.
the finale to Holst's The Cotswold Symphony in F on Classic FM. The Ulster Orchestra was conducted by Joanne Folletta. And what is the Cotswolds famous for, amongst other things? It's duck races. And a friend of mine who lives there just loves this annual event in her little village. It took place over the weekend. So everyone buys or sponsors a yellow rubber bath duck. You know the ones, typical ones. And their name gets put on the bottom. And then all the ducks get released into the river in the village. And the winner is the person whose duck crosses the finish line first. She didn't win, she told me, alas. But there is a party afterwards. So that's a victory for everyone.
Thank you.
The third movement of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony on Classic FM, played by the NDR Radio Philharmonie under Andrew Mansi. And so we go to the news next, and then Massenet provides some morning thinking time. And I've got a new release for today's Dawn Chorus.
Classic FM.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Police in Liverpool have until lunchtime today to question a suspect involved in an incident in the city centre on Monday. More than 60 people were injured after a car ploughed into crowds celebrating Liverpool Football Club's trophy parade. The Kings praise the strength of the community spirit in the city. Pub landlord Bobby Dix shut his doors when it happened.
I shepherded the last few people in and locked up, not knowing exactly what it was, just knowing that outside wasn't currently safe. People got split up, of course. Everyone who was in the pub knew people that were outside, fellow friends, family, supporters. So people were worried and concerned.
The heads of the Met, MI5 and the National Crime Agency